Dan Kaufman here from Nicollet, Minnesota. We run a corn and soybean operation. We're into cover crops and strip tillage, and basically everything was looking pretty good so far this year. We started out really good with planting conditions, and the crop looked excellent so far, but with the large amount of rain we've received, I think 250% above normal, we can tell our crops have started to go downhill slightly, but now with the recent drier weather and the heat, they're starting to come back a little bit. Low spots are yellowing up, you know, from nitrogen deficiency, but overall, the fields that are pattern tiled and that had the nitrogen side dressed early, those look excellent. So we're still hoping for a good crop, but I guess the rest of the summer will tell the truth on that one.
So you're seeing some symptomology in the field from all the moisture. I would imagine, too, that having all the rains move through during a time when many farmers are putting on herbicides and things, did that impact your weed control program at all?
Yeah, it did. Actually, the corn was growing so fast, you know, when it was 90 degrees there, we actually missed out on about 200 acres of herbicide application in corn, just being too wet, and the corn was starting to get too tall. And actually, in those acres, some of them were strip till with cover crop, and the weed pressure was actually quite a bit lower than the other acres. So it's going to be kind of our own little experiment, I guess, with no herbicide on those acres.
And you mentioned that corn really shot out of the ground because of the heat earlier this year, and it surprised me with all the planting delays that we had across southern Minnesota, Dan, that the crops have caught up like they have. I think GDU-wise, many parts of the state are ahead of average.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. I mean, yeah, the best planting conditions I think we've ever saw, and that early growth was just phenomenal. I mean, the corn looked perfect, and, you know, I think right now we're 200 or 300 GDUs above normal. So, you know, for starting planting on May 5th when we did, which we thought was late, we were actually sitting pretty good right now.